Wednesday Night Sports Fight.
Sensation at Wembley from Sunderland.
Extra. Welcome to Wednesday Night Sports Fight Extra. This is part two of our podcast. The other one's a bit more Bucks League, you know, your regional Sunderland stuff, local Sunderland stuff, I should say. This is more general sport. I am joined by
Josh and
Reese.
So
hello.
We've been, just before we started this, we've been thinking about what should we do. We've done all the Sunderland stuff. Let's make something a bit more random, a bit more, you know, further out there. So we're going to start. A few people off our course, our sports journalism course, came up with an 11-side, the hottest, a Dreamboat FC from the Premier League. Best looking players in
the most handsome 11.
Yeah, most handsome, that's what I'm looking for. Yeah. So we thought, you know, we'll adapt on this and we'll go with a five-a-side team.
We've only got 10 minutes, five-a-side seems about right, yeah.
So we'll go, who wants to start? Who wants to go with the goalkeeper?
We'll start in goals.
Well, my vote for goalkeeper was Hugo Lloris. I don't know if you guys
have. I think you're all agreeing on that.
He's a no-brainer. It was between him and De Gea.
Him and De Gea, I think.
Well, some people put Joe Harton.
A few people were Joe Harton, yeah. But for me, it's got Lloris, I think, definitely. I said that really intimately. I didn't like that. But
should we move on to the defence?
On the defence, I mean, it was depending on the formation we're going to do, but we'd say we're going to go
with
a 1-2-1. One at the back. You know, there was a few here, Neil Taylor, Callum Chambers, yeah, Matthew Debushi, but I think James Tompkins.
Yeah, James Tompkins.
West Ham
centre-back.
He's a good-looking lad.
I was hoping we'd get Santiago, yeah, baby, in there, but
nah,
no.
Not quite. Into the midfield.
No, this is where we found
two to pick from. This got us into a bit of a debate. As much as I hate him, I decided to go along with Josh and allow him to have Sebastian Larsson in the team.
You have to.
He's a good-looking guy, but as far as football and other things are concerned, he's not a pleasant person.
I mean, that's it doesn't really matter for Dreamboat FC.
Exactly.
Going on looks purely alone.
Them eyes and that blonde Swedish hair.
I tell you, we forgot about Jesus Navas.
Jesus Navas
has got
some
the best eyes in the Premier League.
Paul Konchesky's got some decent eyes, mind you. He's got a lovely gaze.
But we're not going on eyes, we're going on the overall look. So, and we had Cesc Fabregas in there.
Cesc Fabregas as well. I didn't quite agree with that. Daily Blind, someone like that might have been a decent
shout. You've got a stipulation for Fabregas, haven't you?
Or Aaron Ramsey. I decided I would allow Fabregas in as long as it wasn't with his horrible short hair. Because when he first joined Chelsea, that was the cut he had and I didn't like it at all. You know what I mean? When he was at Arsenal, you know, like when he first joined Arsenal, he had like a big mop. You know what all your 14-year-old teens have these days. And like, not that hair, but when, you know, it was kind of... Yeah, he'd spiked it up and it had a bit of volume in it.
And up front, I think we all agreed on this one. What do you say is the captain?
Definitely. Olivier Giroud is the sexiest man in the Premier League. He is aware of it as well. He's sexy and he knows
Diego
it.
Diego Costa was a close second.
Oh, yeah.
don't even go there. Graziano Pella, I think, he would be an actual genuine...
It's getting hot in this studio.
Yeah, and it really is.
I mean, once again, for the manager, we had a bit of debate for this, but for me, it's a no-brainer. Me and Josh, he agreed with me. It's Mourinho all day. Just the way he speaks.
I understand
to you.
Where you're coming from with Pochettino.
You think he's got chubby cheeks?
He's got chubby cheeks.
I don't know.
Mourinho's just, especially back in the day with the slick back, the dark grey hair. It's all gone a bit.
We had this discussion the other day. It's a slick back, not a schlick.
It's a schlick back. Schlick back.
It's not got SH at the start. It's SL.
You know, that may just be talk from where
schlick
I'm from.
Schlick back.
Now, last night, I wasn't on the show. Yous were talking about the recent new Premier League TV deal. Do you want to go? Do you want to talk a bit more about that?
Yeah, we can do. We brought up mainly our feelings on it. In my main concern was that it would create too big of a bridge or too big of a gap between the Premier League and the Football League. Lower league sides would struggle to compete financially if they did make it back into the Premier League. Just be almost certain to get relegated that season.
Now, what goes off that is the fact that... Did you read that the bottom club, whoever gets relegated...
With
gets
the parachute payments.
Yeah, 99 million.
Exactly. What that says to me is that them three teams are just going to be... Yeah. Up and down.
Six teams. Like, just how can you sort that out when the amount of money that's coming in? Josh, you weren't really happy about the Friday night games.
The Friday night games. Now, if people are coming back from work, then how are they meant to get finishing work at R5?
I mean, we're not even fans of the Monday night, are we? I mean, we think you have your Saturday at 3 o'clock. If there's a big game on that weekend, you can have it on the Sunday afternoon, fair enough.
Exactly, yeah.
There we go.
But and then grassroots football as well. How are they going to keep
exactly.
Up
I think that's a point that a lot of people made, was that if Premier League clubs are getting this much money just to have their teams on TV, then they can surely reduce ticket prices, yeah. invest more in their academies.
You'd hope so.
Grassroots feeder clubs, stuff like that. And you know that. So if clubs went along with that, then it could turn out to be a very good thing.
They were the two things I saw the most on Twitter from the reaction. Ticket prices wanting to go down, and grassroots football needs to be sorted out majorly.
So you just kind of agree along with that stuff, same as us then?
Yeah, definitely. If I'd been on the show last night, I would have completely agreed with this. It's going to cause controversy, but it could go either way. It might help in some ways, but there's a lot of problems with it. So on to what should we go on to next thing?
Well, I was just going to ask about the Premier League results from last night. I thought it was worth to give them a mention. Obviously, your side Chelsea breaking Nathan's heart.
Yeah,
with
I would have loved to be in there. It was a great finish from Willian. I don't know if you did you see it on Match
yeah,
of the
Day? Yeah, I did, but I think it was just all the defenders in the way. You know, like it
found the corner.
Yeah, I think you know, it was a shot that Tim Howard would have saved in regular circumstances. Yeah. But you know, his body's in his way. It is a good finish, like you said.
What did you think about the Ivanovic headbutt?
Yeah, about to bring that up.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think there was much in it.
I didn't notice it at first. I thought it was bad.
He put his head down.
It was bad the way he grabbed him round his neck.
There's some form of intent. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he got some kind of FA ban, which
Mourinho will not be happy with.
Which I'm sure you will.
I thought it was pretty pathetic from Mourinho not to answer the question. Just walk off.
To storm off and then come back again and answer the next one. Yeah. That's all. He's just a little stroppy kid, man.
Yeah, still managing our five-a-side team, though.
Exactly. Yeah, it doesn't matter. He can storm off if one of the kids gets a cut on his knee and refuses to play on. I don't know where I'm going with this, but anyway, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you where we're going with this. Valentine's this weekend.
Oh.
Josh
is off to Brad.
Let's conclude this story that's been going on for months and months. Have you found someone for the Bradford?
Well, no, I can't get them a ticket, can I?
No, you know, but come on.
To be fair, who would want, but who would want to go to Bradford?
To watch Sunderland play.
To watch Sunderland. If it was at Stadium Light, it'd have been worse.
You know,
Bradford are good.
Hey, look about the game.
I salute you for making the effort to go down there, especially after Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think we'll be all right. I'm mainly going for a curry before the game. Looking forward to that. More than the game. That's how bad Sunderland are at the minute. I'm looking forward to me lunch more than the game.
Yeah, well, like we were saying yesterday, we should be expecting a start from Ricky Alvarez. So could
should be, yeah. Definitely.
You know, definitely. I mean, the last cup game, he pretty much came on and changed the game and won it for years after he went 1-0 down. I don't know if he started that game against Fulham or not. But
I think he might have.
He did turn it on his head in the second half with at least a better performance, whether or not he was playing in the first half. But, yeah, breaking news that we had somewhat last night just before we went on air, Josh.
Paul Lambert.
About Paul Lambert is
leaving Villa or if they sacked him or
they haven't
whatever.
Said what. I think I read one story that they sacked him over the phone.
Oof. I think it was about time he left, to be honest. Yeah, 12 goals in the Premier League this season.
It's been pretty dire. They were second in the league after five games or something as well this year. It was ridiculous. Really? Yeah, you know, started the season with a win away at Stoke and then they drew at home and then they beat Liverpool away. So that had a really good start to the season.
I was thinking, considering the first Premier League sacking of the season was Neil Warnock in December.
Yeah.
A lot have came in since then. I know
well,
there
that's
was
what
the
happened.
Tony Pulis.
There was almost a domino effect. Like, Neil Warnock left and then days later, Alan Irvine was sacked from West Brom. Then Alan Pardew left Newcastle to replace him at Palace.
Rumours about Pearson, wasn't there?
Yeah, they said that he was gone, but it turned out he wasn't. Redknapp's left.
Redknapp, yeah, forgot about him.
Do you think Poirier could be the next one?
I think if they get beat by Bradford, that's the end of Poirier. Yeah. I think the fans will be completely gone then.
I don't think that would be the end of Poirier, but I think that will, you know, it'll have finally got to the point where there'll be more Sunderland fans wanting him out than there will be not.
He'll have to stop shifting the blame on something else. Yeah. Like this week, it was our fault because we wanted them to actually attack, and that's not football, apparently.
It's unfortunate,
what can
really.
You do?
I mean, who knows? A cup run would be good for your season, but
Definitely. Then
again, if I had to put it down to you now, what would you rather do, make the FA Cup final or stay up?
Well, last season I was going, it'll be all right in the Championship, few away games, but then...
Which is, I'll make it a bit harder for you. Win the FA Cup or stay up.
Oh, don't. If we don't win the FA Cup, though, we still get to the final, yeah? I can't answer it.
You can't answer
I
it.
Can't,
I was going to say, because like win the FA Cup, get to the final, stay up. I think most people would probably say stay up.
Stay up, yeah.
But,
it's
you know,
better standard
do what Wigan did. But
exactly.
Who knows?
So
we've approached our time again.
Call it a day on our first... What should we call this? The... You know,
extra
randomness. It's general sport, but you know, I think we've all enjoyed it, and we're going to carry this on.
Stay tuned next week.
Yeah,
shall do. Tune in again.
Bye bye.